For the past 5 years, the world's biggest car company, General Motors, has been losing money steadily in Europe. Now it seems that its three big European brands, Opel in Germany, Vauxhall in the UK and Saab in Sweden, are going to pay the penalty. All of those three are being stripped of their individual power. All finance, engineering, manufacturing, marketing and planning are going to be centralised from now on in Zurich. One top GM executive, Bob Lutz, said these three cars were different, but in stupid ways. So what's this likely to mean for GM's 63,000 or so European workers? US car consultant Marianne Keller says she's been amazed GM has put up with money-losing European operations for so long.
As long as North America was generating substantial profits and GM saw its market share, while eroding slightly, nevertheless a market share that was overwhelmingly dominated by pickup trucks and large SUVs, which carried a high profit per unit, I think GM had a level of tolerance for the ongoing losses that, I think it hoped in time would cure themselves as new products came out, etc. But the U.S. market has taken a turn, and it's no longer so predictable that General Motors' profitability here is going to be sustained. High gasoline prices, despite what the management of General Motors says, are taking a toll on their sales of their most profitable vehicles. The pickup trucks and SUV sales were up last month, but they were only up because General Motors offered mega incentives. In effect, GM bought people a few years' worth of gasoline with special rebates. So now I think GM has to look very carefully at every source of loss in its organization and tackle them. Frankly, I'm surprised that GM has been so tolerant of losses in Europe for so long.
Well, have they given, Saab particularly, and maybe Opel as well, too much independence?
Perhaps too much independence, or perhaps a naive belief that somehow they were going to be able to muddle through. One of the things that has always astonished me about GM and Ford and certainly Chrysler has been their ability to ignore long-term trends in the marketplace and not extrapolate them to other areas of the world. These companies dominated the U.S. market in the 1970s, and now they have less collectively than 60% of the U.S. market. And the Asians have continued to gain market share. Why should that not have been recognized as the eventual trend in Europe? If you looked at General Motors, probably in Europe over a 30-year history, they have lost more money than they made.
So why do they stay?
Why do they stay? Because they've been there since 1929, because there's always the opportunity for it seemingly to get better.
If General Motors were to cut its losses in Europe, it would just be admitting it wasn't a world motor company, I suppose, and that would just be impossible for them to do.
It would probably be impossible for them to do it, but the reality is that, you know, companies cannot afford losses anymore, anywhere.
Marianne Keller there, US-based car consultant. We're going next to Wall Street to find out about the day's trading. Over to...